Hey everyone, it's your boy Hunter Rivers here, coming at you live from the heart of, well, wherever I happen to be recording today. But that's not really important, right? What is important is how we feel about ourselves, especially in a world obsessed with looking a certain way. Let's be real for a second, ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else has it figured out. Like their bodies are flawless, their lives are perfect, and they're always rocking that I woke up like this look. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, that's just curated reality, folks. The highlight reel. And trust me, behind every picture-perfect post there's a whole lot of human stuff going on. Developing a positive body image and self-acceptance isn't about becoming some idealized version of ourselves. It's about learning to love and appreciate who we are right now, imperfections and all. It's about shifting the focus from external validation to internal worth. And let me tell you, that shift can be game-changing. So, what are some concrete things we can do to cultivate this inner confidence? Here's the deal. First off, ditch those negative self-talk scripts running through your head. We all have them, those critical voices whispering doubts and insecurities. But guess what? You've got the power to silence them. Challenge those thoughts. Replace "I hate my thighs" with "my legs carry me through life," and that's pretty awesome. Start practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend. Next up, surround yourself with positive influences. Who are the people who make you feel good about yourself? The ones who celebrate your strengths and lift you up. Spend more time with them. And when it comes to social media, be mindful of what you consume. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative feelings or unrealistic expectations. Remember, you control your feed. Number 3. Move your body in ways that feel good, not because you want to change its shape. Whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, hiking in the mountains, or simply taking a walk in the park, find activities that bring you joy and help you connect with yourself physically. Exercise isn't just about aesthetics, it's about feeling strong, energized, and capable. Speaking of feeling good, nourish your body with wholesome foods that fuel your energy and make you feel amazing. Treat food as a source of nourishment, not punishment. And remember, it's okay to indulge occasionally, balance is key. Finally, celebrate your unique qualities. You are one of a kind, with a beautiful tapestry of experiences, talents, and quirks that make you who you are. Focus on what makes you special, and don't compare yourself to others. This journey is about embracing your authentic self, flaws and all. You know that feeling when you put on an outfit that makes you feel confident and radiant? Or when you accomplish a goal that pushes you out of your comfort zone? That's the power of positive body image. It's not about achieving some unattainable ideal, it's about recognizing your worth and radiating confidence from within. Think about a time when you felt truly happy with yourself. Maybe you nailed a presentation, learned a new skill, or simply had a day filled with laughter and good vibes. What made that moment so special? Was it your appearance, or was it something deeper? I bet it was the feeling of self-assurance, the belief in your abilities, the joy of being in your own skin. That's what we're aiming for here. So, go out there and own your awesomeness. Challenge those negative thoughts, surround yourself with positivity, move your body with joy, nourish yourself with care, and celebrate everything that makes you unique. You are worthy, you're beautiful, and you deserve to feel amazing every single day. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of self-love. Leave a comment below telling me about one thing you're grateful for about your body. Let's create a community of support and encouragement where everyone feels empowered to shine their brightest light. Remember, tomorrow is another chance to rock your world. Start by rocking your own skin. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.